Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. My guest is Zarko Masalja, Chief Executive Officer of Recyclico. Welcome back to Company Showcase.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
What's the latest at Recyclico?
Well, it's been a busy week, but I did want to take a few minutes of your time today to address a few key developments and questions from a number of listeners. Last week, I did attend the Benchmark Week in Los Angeles. This event, as many of you know, is a cornerstone in our industry, bringing together leading companies and thinkers in the battery industry. And we had the privilege of hearing from the likes of Stanley Whittingham, who's a Nobel laureate for the invention of lithium-ion battery. He shared a presentation, as well as we heard from Arnold Schwarzenegger, who I'm sure we all know as well. And he shared his thoughts on how we should terminate pollution and say hasta la vista to greenhouse gases. So I think the energy in the room was great, and just a lot of great conversations. But I think it was also encouraging to connect with those different leaders and companies who have valued our strategic approach to battery recycling, you know, and who have been following us and working with us for, you know, a number of years. You know, their appreciation really underscores the importance of staying agile in our business strategies, especially in a dynamic market, which, you know, we've experienced year in and year out going to these events and seeing how things change. But one key takeaway from the conversations I've had, and they resonate deeply with our mission, is the importance of staying agile in our business strategies. You know, the market conditions are always evolving, such as commodity prices and new battery technologies, and it's crucial that we adapt and evolve with them while maintaining our core values and objectives. Now, this agility is going to be key to success, especially in a new industry, and Recyclico is going to continue navigating these opportunities that we see, you know, year in and year out at these industry events, and we have the foresight of kind of what's coming next and what we should be expecting next. But with that, I'd like to also quickly, you know, given I've talked about this a little bit, I've talked about maybe a few times in the podcast as well, but I want to quickly address our business model and the long-term outlook, which we shared in our recent CEO letter this week. And I think everybody listening should find that letter and use that as a reference of our company's plan going forward. You know, what is our mission and where are we going, right? If your things don't seem right, you know, read that letter for reference and then say, this is the direction we're going. And you know, with time, things will get there. Because I think, you know, in a dynamic market, it's natural to see, new technologies, and you know, we get questions all the time about how they compare to ours. But it's important to always understand the fundamentals, and that no technology or partnership happens overnight. So for instance, our press release this week, where lithium carbonate from recycled battery waste was successfully qualified through battery cell testing by C4V. You know, this follows last year's success with our precursor cathode active material, both crucial products of our recyclable process. And these achievements are going to be key to demonstrating our circular economy for lithium ion batteries. And I think that's one of the fundamental truths, is, you know, there's no shortcut in making a lithium ion battery work. There's specs, and if you have to achieve those, and what we're showing is, you know, our material is to that quality that the industry wants. You know, we've also sent our product to a number of other companies, as we've announced before, and shared some of those qualification results, although, you know, many of those names are undisclosed. But, you know, keep in mind, this phase might seem slow, but it also allows us to be agile and to demonstrate our technology, you know, to create samples more cost effectively And this is crucial for building confidence in our technology and forming joint ventures and building commercial plans in partnership. Because remember, like the qualification process takes time regardless. And sometimes it's beyond our control. But this is a necessary step in building these relationships with companies. And whether at our current scale or in a larger plant, we would still be going through these qualification processes. But in a larger plant, we would be investing more during this multi-year process. And this year, I mean, we've seen these strategies. We've seen some strategies play out, and I think this year especially, we've witnessed some significant shifts in the recycling industry, especially with large-scale strategies that really got out, right away in building plants and trying to process materials. Because now we're seeing many companies are facing kind of project cost overruns and increased debt, particularly in a climate where capital isn't cheap. This is going to provide some challenges. And these challenges really highlight a crucial point that the fundamentals of the technology and the importance of proper scaling and going the methodical approach, right? So there's really no shortcut in this field. And through planning and patience, those will be key attributes as, rushing can just only lead to bigger problems down the line. And I do encourage, if you haven't already, listened to my last podcast where I discussed, those steps, those really critical steps in planning and design that we're taking for our joint venture with Zenith. I've received questions about the after that podcast, I have received questions about the project timeline. And while I prioritize doing it right over speed, where things stand right now, our target is 2025. And of course, that's subject to change. But this is what we're targeting. We're also at the same time, also actively pursuing other joint venture prospects where, we're engaged in a process that includes that technology review, demonstration of our technology, material validation, and eventually, the negotiations and commercial planning. So as, we've announced a number of these different stages and some of these we're working on with companies. But this is kind of the general progression of building that confidence in technology and scaling it. It is a kind of that pipeline of work is a meticulous process, working with collaborators, right? But it is essential, like I've said, for long-term success. So, again, if there are any more questions that come up, please don't hesitate to contact us at our office. I'd be happy to answer any questions as we continue doing podcasts.
Zarco, where are you traded and how can people get more information?
We're traded on the TSXV under the ticker symbol AMY, on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol AMYZF, on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange under ID4, and you can get more information on our website, www.recyclable.com.
Zarco, thank you so much for the update.
Thanks, Jim.
My guest has been Zarco Masalgia, CEO of Recyclico. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on November 17th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.